Ridiculous Wishes, the Frankly Friday for March 15th, 2024. I felt all 1,800 seconds tick down on the face of that flimsy clock on that manila brick wall in that dreadful classroom on every school day from March 17th, 2004 until May 12th, 2007. The final 30 minutes of the day were the only thing keeping me from my best friend and the entire hope of my teenage existence. We didn't go to the same school, and she'd have never given me a second look if we did. But thanks to the gift of meeting each other through words, not pictures, we connected on a level that is far superior to anything modern dating has to offer, plain old calls and text messages. And as soon as that clock would strike 3:30, I could get back to talking to my, quote, future wife, Valerie Jo Hudson. It was a ridiculous wish. I'd never had a girlfriend before. No girl had ever even taken me seriously. And she was gorgeous, popular, smart, and completely out of my league. But I was determined to make her feel like the most important, special, beautiful girl in the whole world. Now, before you write me off as a nauseating romantic, let me tell you, I do not believe there is one fish in anyone's sea, and I do not believe that love can be wished into existence. But I very much believe that wishes can be loved into existence. I'm not talking about the oxytocin-infused, drunk kind of love that overtakes two people. I'm talking about the kind of love that shows up, that believes against the odds, that keeps giving even when it hurts, that always looks for a way, and that never takes the easy way out. I'm talking about the love that is labor. Sunday will mark 20 years of each of us living and giving in that kind of love. We have survived a year of long distance, changes in values, changes in direction, changes in dreams, loss of life, loss of jobs, loss of security, friends, and health, additions of family, kids, more kids, more risk, animals, more problems, more work, less sleep, less freedom, less easy going, and less time. But we have never stopped showing up, believing, giving, and finding our way together. Not once in two decades. It seems far-fetched that we somehow knew to show up for each other even when we were so young. But I think that was the true gift that God gave us. And I think He wants you to have it too. Do you have a ridiculous wish? Love it into existence, my friend. Show that wish you are determined. Do not stop to count any odd against you. Just listen, learn, and give. Listen, learn, and give some more. Listen, learn, and give every day until you have the thing. And then, never stop celebrating what you have. It really is ridiculous. But man, is it beautiful. Happy anniversary, babe. You will never stop being the most important, special, beautiful girl in the world. Cheers to the next 20 years of ridiculous wishes together, and cheers to you all.